The men's college basketball champion will be decided tonight in St. Louis. Illinois got into the finals over the weekend by beating Louisville. North Carolina defeated Michigan State. Commentator John Feinstein is in St. Louis and joins us now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Steve.
Well, I guess it would have been hard to expect that this past weekend could have been as exciting as the weekend before.
You really knew you couldn't top it. I was one of those people who thought that Saturday's games would at least be down to the wire, that the matchups were such that we would see very exciting basketball games. And when you walk into the arena on Saturday of the Final Four, there's so much buzz and so much expectation of that, that it was really kind of a letdown because both games were the same. Second half, Illinois just wore Louisville down, made outside shots, built the lead, ran away with the game. North Carolina down 5 at halftime, just destroyed Michigan State in the second half, outscored them by 21. So both games were over with 2-3 minutes left, and I certainly hope it's different tonight.
And you watch those games, and you certainly do get a sense that the best teams probably won. I caught some of the North Carolina-Michigan State game, and even when it was close, Michigan State was playing very tough, but there didn't seem to be much doubt about who was the more talented team.
No question. These have been the two best teams really right from the very beginning. They're a ebb and flow to a basketball season, as in all sports, but Illinois only lost once, and that was at the buzzer. Carolina's had a couple slip-ups, but these are the two best teams, and that's why you rarely have that. This is the first time, Steve, since 1975 that we've had the teams that ended up 1-2 at the end of the regular season play in the national championship game.
Now, for Illinois, this is a first.
Absolutely. First time ever in the national championship game. We're here in St. Louis, 2.5 hours from their campus. You can't walk around a street corner without encountering people dressed in orange from head to toe here. And they will have a majority of the fans in the building tonight. But when you're in a dome, there's really no home court advantage.
Now, if you're North Carolina, is the pressure a little bit different because people expected you to be in the final practically every year?
Yeah, well, this is their seventh championship game. They've won three titles. And the pressure tonight, fairly or unfairly, is really on their coach, Roy Williams, who made four Final Fours at Kansas, came home to North Carolina to lead the Tar Heels back to glory. He's done that. He's got them in the championship game. But like any elite coach who has not yet won his first title, he's got to get over that hump so that he doesn't have to answer the questions anymore about, when are you going to win your first title, Roy? He certainly hopes it's tonight.
And when Roy Williams looks across the court at his counterpart, what does he see?
He sees a guy who was a lifetime assistant coach, Bruce Weber. He was at Purdue with Gene Cady for years and years, finally got a shot at Southern Illinois, and was there, did a good job for 5 years. And ironically, when Roy Williams left Kansas to go to North Carolina, Bill Self left Illinois to go to Kansas, and that's when Bruce Weber got his chance. So Roy Williams, in a sense, put Bruce Weber in the seat that he's in tonight for the title game.
Very briefly, what are you looking for as you try to calculate who's going to have the advantage tonight?
Two things to watch. How does Illinois defend North Carolina on the inside with Sean May, their great center? And how does North Carolina defend Illinois' wonderful perimeter game with their three-point shooting? Whomever does that better will have the advantage, but it's going to go right to the end, I believe.
Well, we'll be watching that game and listening for your commentary. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
These are the comments of John Feinstein, whose latest book is for young adults. It's called Last Shot, a Final Four Mystery. Now, tomorrow on Morning Edition, we'll have a report on the men's championship and a preview of the women's championship game. Baylor and Michigan State will be playing in that contest after winning the semifinals last night.